While searching online for the perfect whale-watching holiday, I've stumbled across something rather extraordinary. Something very, very big, it seems, is about to go down in Brighton, all about whales and dolphins. Using my little grey cells and the WhaleFest website, I managed to track down the two men behind this global whale and dolphin extravaganza, WhaleFest.
Hello, Auntie Sarah. This is Neve. The dusky dolphins and the bottlenose dolphins, they're my favourite dolphins. Because dusky dolphins are very, very beautiful, like a blue whale, and bottlenose dolphins are really funny.
Co-founder of WhaleFest, Dylan Walker, tells me my experience with Neve, in finding her passionate seven-year-old curiosity igniting my own, is an experience that's much shared by others too.
It was a lady who phoned up from Eastbourne, not far down the road from WhaleFest in Brighton, and she said, right, I've just heard about your whale festival. The thing is, I've got a six-year-old son. I personally am not interested in whales and dolphins, I'll be honest with you, but right now he is at the bottom of the garden digging the biggest hole he can possibly dig, and he wants to put a whale in it because he is absolutely obsessed with whales and dolphins. So obviously I have to come to your whale festival. When the whale festival actually happened, we found people, particularly parents, coming up to us all the time. I thought I'd pop in for a couple of hours. My kids have absolutely loved it. I found myself getting sucked into it. I'm now really fascinated. I'm coming back tomorrow. What can we do more?
All right, fellas, so I'm coming to WhaleFest. It's my first time. Not sure where to go first. What would be your top five recommendations what to do at WhaleFest 2012?
I think I better put you on a boat. So we're going to take you on our virtual whale watch trip indoors. So you'll be on a large inflatable boat, as if you're out at sea. Every time a whale surfaces on the screen in front, we sprayed with water. You have a life jacket on. You might even feel a little bit seasick, but on the process, you'll learn all about what a magical whale watching trip is and what you should expect from the very best of them.
Yeah, it's not bad, but my number one, I mean, you know, the virtual whale watching trip is really exciting because you genuinely go out and look for things and you don't know what you're going to see. Get sprayed with water when a whale blows in front of the boat, all that kind of stuff. But it's not close enough to a whale for me. I want to be really close. In fact, at WhaleFest, you can get closer than you ever can in the wild because you can actually climb inside a whale. We have Lola. Lola is very special. Lola is a sperm whale, and we are going to climb inside like Jonah in a great biblical tale. We can climb inside Jonah and find out what it's like to be inside an enormous stomach of a whale and think about the things that whales eat, the incredible sounds that they make. A baby Lola is going to appear, and we're going to have so much fun. Children will be able to lift baby Lola up to the surface for the first time to take her first breath. We're going to name her, and baby Lola is going to start to move around the event and gain her independence, all during the 2 days of Whale Festival. So very exciting.
Well, while you're messing around with sperm whales in there, you could be learning something educational. You could be going to our career speed dating event. So you're a student. You're thinking, how do I get into marine conservation? How do I get a job with the BBC? How do all these guys get these cool occupations? Well, we're going to run a career speed dating, a couple of them, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, where those top experts will be in a circle of chairs and you can come in and get your chance to have your questions answered. What could be better than that?
I think that does sound useful. But I like the more hands-on stuff, and I also like to get wet. Who doesn't like to get wet? And no Whale Fest is worth its salt if you can't actually get into the water. And at Whale Fest 2012, for the first time, you can. We are going to have what we're calling a tri-dive pool with expert divers and snorkelers to enable adults and children, for the first time if they wish, to don the correct kit, get into a glass-sided pool, have a splash around, think about what it'd be like if you were actually diving in somewhere lovely, tropical and warm, which may be your next trip to see whales and dolphins. Who knows, you can find out at WhaleFest, but generally have some fun with that. So I am dead excited about that one.
Yeah, but I want to go underwater without getting wet. So I'm going to be in the steampunk submarine. So I'm going to be travelling under the surface of the ocean, looking out of the portholes and seeing the amazing underwater world of whales and dolphins, all while staying dry, surrounded by life-size whale and dolphin models. What would be better than that?
Well, while you're doing that, which does sound good, but a little bit tiring, I'm going to relax. I'm going to grab a beanbag in a nice quiet room at Whalefest, and I'm going to sit back. I may even close my eyes, use my imagination, Ian, and I'm going to listen to some ocean storytelling, because we have got some famous children's authors coming to Whalefest, which we're incredibly excited about, and we've got a whole schedule where they're going to sit down in front of adults and kids and read some of their best whale, dolphin and other stories.
I've got to admit, that is pretty good. But, I also like the idea of closing my eyes, resting my head on a cushion, and one of our experts is going to lead us on a guided meditation, a dolphin vision quest, where you can float away, let the cares of your stressful job or your busy shopping that you're normally doing melt into the underwater world of whales and dolphins. How soothing would that be?
Do you know, I'm so relaxed, I can almost struggle to come back with a riposte, other than to say that when you have to get re-energised at some point during Whalefest, you can't just lie around and relax all the time, because you'll miss half of the things that are going on. And one of the things which is absolutely brilliant for families is getting involved in our Re-Float a Whale. That is run by our really top guys at the British Divers Marine Life Rescue, and they have a real, well, it's not really real, it's made of rubber, but you know, it's a real size, real weight pilot whale, and they are going to show you how, should you find such a thing on a beach, which obviously happens on a daily basis for many of us, they will show you how to do that. Lot of fun.
Join me for the rest of this series of four, in which I learn why we haven't yet managed to save the whale, what the global community still needs to do for dolphins and whales, and indeed our oceans, and how best to plan my whale-watching holiday next year, with advice from the Whalefest experts themselves.